Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, February 14th, 2022. This morning I will talk about the creation and stewardship. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Loving Father, we praise you for giving us spiritual gifts and useful things to do. We confess that we have not always been good stewards of our time, our talents, and our resources. Thank you for giving us new eyes to see our work, our supervisors, and our primary responsibilities. The harvest is ready. Prepare us to join the laborers. Equip us for work in our families, your church, and the community around us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In Genesis 1:1 we read, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." The act of creation provides a surprisingly important description of God's character. God created the heavens and earth ex nihilo, out of nothing, which implies that he is self-sufficient. He did not win creation in a wrestling match with Satan, a monster, or any other contender, implying that he has no peers. Creation was neither a prize of war nor a gift from a relative. This verse is a simple declaration with having no contingencies or probabilities. Creation implies loving care just as we might value something that we have built, molded, or baked. Creation is work from which God later rested. God's only Son did manual labor, working with his hands as a carpenter and bestowing honor on the work itself. Most of the disciples worked as fishermen. Jesus' table ministry implied that he ate and drank with people who worked for a living. A disabled veteran once worked in a kitchen. He hardly wrote anything at all, but he committed his work during the day to God in prayer. Brother Lawrence wrote, "We should offer our work to him before we begin and thank him afterwards for the privilege of having done it for his sake." He simply applied Paul's advice, "Pray without ceasing." He became one of the church's most prized spiritual writers. God created us as stewards of creation. The Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. This is Genesis 2:15. Eden is not the entirety of creation in the Genesis account, but it is more like a piece of heaven on earth. The role of a steward in political terms might be likened to that of a prime minister or regent who manages a government on behalf of the sovereign, often a king or queen. In this sense, we are stewards of creation, which is owned by God. Schlossberg writes, "A steward is the caretaker of property that belongs to another. A good steward husbands the property and causes it to produce its proper income." In the parable of the talents, Jesus pictures the good steward as not only earning income, that is, depositing with a banker, but also taking risks to invest the property and earn above-average returns, doubling property value. By contrast, the bad steward allows the property to depreciate by hoarding. Stewardship has wide implications for family and community life because not everyone is equally willing to strive to become a good steward. The Apostle Paul cautions, "If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. For we hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busybodies." This is 2 Thessalonians 3:10 and 11. We must be good stewards of our resources and our time. Good stewardship often guides Jesus' restraint in evangelism. "And whenever they do not receive you, when you leave the town, shake off the dust from your feet as a testimony against them." This is Luke 9:5. Good stewardship of creation suggests at least two things about our participation in public policy. First, if God is self-sufficient in creation, we should be too. Whenever possible, our families, churches, and public policies should restrain our expenditures within our budgetary means. Second, when we take on debt, we should do so primarily to make prudent investments. Borrowing money to buy a car needed to go to work is an investment. Doing so to buy a flashy car to impress the neighbors is not. Likewise, equipping our children with skills to face tomorrow is an investment. Sparing them hard work in school is not. In recent years, anxiety about the fragility of the Earth's environment has reached a fever pitch. Where 19th century anxiety focused on limiting the quantity of food available to feed a growing population, recent concerns about global warming might best be described as prophecy of an ecological Armageddon. How should Christians respond to these concerns? we can do a number of things. We can pray for the Holy Spirit to sustain us and our planet. We can inform ourselves and others about ecological matters. We can reduce unnecessary consumption of energy and products known to create environmental hazards. Following Thoreau, we can live a Spartan lifestyle as a spiritual discipline, mindful of God's provision and thankful for His protection. Waste not, want not. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.